On this day, November 16, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. In 1950, the New Australian Opera Company, formed by refugee singers and musicians, had just presented Tosca, Giacomo Puccini's 1900 opera, His Shabby Little Shocker, for the first time in Canberra at Albert Hall for two nights. European refugees formed the New Australian Opera at the Commonwealth Immigration Centre in Bathurst. Among them were founder Harold Tishoff, former director and lead baritone of the Bulgarian State Opera House in Sofia, who had worked from 1933 to 1936 with the renowned Russian bass Fyodor Shalyapin. Tishoff had orchestrated the company's Tosca for two pianos, as those were the only instruments available at the Bathurst Immigration Centre. Also in the company were several other seasoned opera performers from war-torn Europe, and their performance here was reviewed as memorable. On this day in 1970, the Canberra Repertory had just completed a five-day run of a Joe Orton double bill, Ruffian on the Stairs and the Erpingham Camp. The director was Lawrence Hayes, who, while working in continuing education at the ANU, had produced Edward Bond's Saved at the Adelaide Festival. Hayes described the two plays as typical Joe Orton satires, hilarious but scathing. Erpingham Camp was a nightmare extravaganza set in the microcosmic tyranny of a holiday camp. Ruffian on the Stairs conveyed Orton's sceptical view of marriage and conventional respectability. Orton, Hayes said, never went out of his way to shock, but allowed a frank description of human affairs to do that work for him, as the Canberra plays sought to do. But the production got a shocking review. Sue Nichols in the Canberra Times wrote that everything that could possibly go wrong in an amateur cast did. Frankly, Nichols wrote, the Erpingham Camp should never have been attempted. Joe Orton would surely have delighted at Nichols' blunt honesty. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, November 17, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. In 1900, the Queanbeyan Age reported on the annual concert and ball in aid of arts education held at the old Ginninderra stores near today's Ginninderra village. It proved a splendid success, the Age reported, with the room transformed into a gay scene of splendour. Entertainments included Mrs. MacDonald's comic song, I Won't Go Out With Riley Anymore, Mrs. W. Jones's sweet rendering of The Garonne, Mr. Hazlitt's recitation of Mrs. Malouie's letter, and Mr. Cox's of Asleep at the Switch, Mr. W. Flower's whistle song, Mr. O'Hanlon in such fine voice on the old favourite In Old Madrid that he was compelled to repeat it, and Messrs. Cleminger and Son's character sketch, The Motor Car, in which the son created roars of unrestrained laughter, the singing of the tiny chap being much appreciated, and much, much more. In fact, the programme, which drew 50 couples from as far as Gundaroo, did not conclude until midnight. Also reported in The Age on this day in 1900 was Captain Flatt's ball in aid of the Queanbeyan Hospital in Mrs. Goggins Hall, beautifully decorated. Again, 50 couples turned up and appeared to have a very good time of it. Mrs. Gallyrod, Ahern, Way, O'Bourne, Goggin, and others appeared in black silk lustre trimmed with black passementerie, heliotrope silk trimmed with white lace and chiffon, black and heliotrope cambric with heliotrope trimmings, black cream skirt and black lace trimmings, blue floral muslin, black cream silk with cream lace trimmings, black lustre buttercup satin and chiffon, cream cashmere, cream BB ribbon, lace pearls and white flowers, black silk grenadine and black lace, and so on. A juvenile ball was held the following night and was an even greater success, the Age reported. Many of the 130 children present wore fancy dress. During a grand supper, a large supply of soft and cooling drinks were on hand, and needless to say, they were done full justice to by the little ones. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, November 18, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1870, readers of the Queanbeyan Age were advised to be alert to the visit, any day now, of the travelling photographer R. Baxter, not mere photographer, but a celebrated artist. readers were further advised that The Queanbeyan Age could now be read in London at the newsrooms of Messrs. Gordon and Gotch, 121 Holborn Hill, where advertisements and subscriptions for the newspaper were received. Gordon and Gotch had begun business in Melbourne in 1854 and became Australia's largest and oldest distributor and wholesaler of printed media. Alexander Gordon, who sold newspapers and ad space from a stall at the Western Markets, and John Speechley Gotch, who had come from the Castlemaine goldfields broke, formed a partnership to sell papers in the markets and on the goldfields. Rather than the local Melbourne Argus and Age, they mostly sold British publications, the Illustrated London News, the Home News, Lloyd's, Reynolds magazines, Dublin's Weekly Freeman and the European Mail. They prospered, moved into fancier digs, and grew across Australia, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Canada, South Africa and Papua New Guinea. On this day in 1940, the Canberra Ladies' Choir presented its popular second annual concert at the Wesley Hall. Mr. and Mrs. A.B. Peters played piano and organ. Baritone Terence Hunt sang, as did the Wesley Male Quartet. The Repertory Society's Miss Marion Carter produced a one-act play for three performers, Interlude in the Kitchen. As for the Canberra Ladies' Choir, it performed Elgar's My Love Dwelt in a Northern Land and other pieces. Baskets of homemade sweets were on sale, all to aid the Wesley Organ and Choir funds. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, November 19, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1930, the Canberra Musical Society held its fourth subscription concert of the season. Mozart, Gounod, Bizet, but also lesser-known, now little-known, composers including Granville Bantock, an English writer of exotic classical music influenced by folk music of the Hebrides, Wagner and the East. In anticipation of a well-rehearsed performance, the Canberra Times expected that the response by the residents of the capital of Australia will repay all their honorary labours on behalf of music in Canberra. Bus arrangements had been made for patrons' convenience. On this day in 1970, the second of the year's two productions by renowned English theatre director Sir Tyrone Guthrie was in Canberra, Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well, and the Bard would have been very happy with it, wrote Canberra Times reviewer Sue Nichols. Guthrie's production of King Oedipus, his version of Sophocles' Oedipus Rex, had been in Canberra in late September after launching the Sir John Clancy Auditorium at the University of New South Wales. All's Well That Ends Well, presented at the Playhouse by the Melbourne Theatre Company over 4 days, and set in an 1850s of sumptuous costumes, was magnificently conceived, superbly acted, and enchanting to watch, Nichols wrote. Its magnificent star, the Australian actor Patricia Connolly, in the lead female role of Helena, conveyed Shakespeare's theme of women confronted by male power and position, sympathetic to the quandaries of both sexes. Under Guthrie's direction, the women of the play were the dominant and dominating characters, who scheme and plot to achieve their marital ends, using the men's pride and desires to their benefit, Nichols wrote. Patricia Connolly matched delicacy and tenderness with depth, forcefulness and passion. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, November 20, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1940, the Canberra Times reported that tango was making its mark on Canberra. Miss Josephine Bradley, chairman of the ballroom branch of the Imperial Society of Teachers of Dancing, had given the tango a much-needed impetus in Australia, the paper reported. Under her direction, qualified teachers in each state were demonstrating and teaching the correct new season's standardised ballroom style of tango. Aptly so, apparently, because it had been determined that tango would be the dance of 1941. In Canberra, each Monday night in 1940 at the YWCA, Jimmy O'Halloran, trained in London and Sydney, was teaching the official tango routine to ensure that Canberra was to the fore with the latest in danceland. On this day in 1970, the second of the year's two productions by renowned English theatre director Sir Tyrone Guthrie, continued its run in Canberra, Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well. Also in 1970, all week the Marian Club Review was presenting Laura Norder Exposed at the Methodist Centre. Performing were Diane Harding, Peter Nelson, Gerald Glover and Bernadette Cody. Also on this day in 1970, nine teams of bell ringers were gathering in Yass to ring the bells of St. Clement's, St. Clement's Church of England in Yass. They would toll the church's bells for 6 hours to mark the centenary of their installation at the Yass Church, whose foundation stone had been laid in November 1847. On this day in 1980, the Canberra Philharmonic Society began a 9-day run of Oklahoma, the musical by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. More on that next week on This Day. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab.